Short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options. Visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Walk at Burger King, new uniform to wear.
Yes, we'd much rather be making fries than royal billionaires.
Frying up chicken sandwiches and tasty onion rings. I'm done with wearing robes and crowns and other princely things.
The burger fries are done when there's a ding.
We're gonna work at Burger King.
Your grandmother, the queen.
I'll be making whoppers with a side of French fries. Would you like a milkshake or an apple pie slice?
Dessert!
We'll wash pickle containers in the sink. Then ask you what beverage you'd like to drink. Our hair will have a greasy burger stink. We're gonna work at Burger King. I'm sixth in line to be king. So we're gonna work at Burger King.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's legal team has until noon to submit its brief laying out its arguments for the Senate trial. Arguments start tomorrow, and Robert Ray on the president's defense team says,
I expect that the House managers will go forward probably for the better part of 2 days, and then the president's defense team will have the case for an equal amount of time to present their case.
He was on Fox and Friends. No guns allowed, with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declaring a state of emergency ahead of a gun rights rally in Richmond today.
Northam claims he doesn't want a repeat of the melee in Charlottesville in 2017, a deadly disturbance in which a car was used as a deadly weapon. Virginia's newly elected Democratic lawmakers plan to add new gun restrictions despite widespread dislike of the idea.
Fox's Evan Brown. Governor Northam says there was intelligence that armed militias and hate groups plan to disrupt the rally today. America's listening to Fox News.
Today is National DJ Day.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ, or is this just a cover for your spy gig?
I've always wanted to be a radio DJ.
I'm the number one DJ.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
It's my radio show today.
Great, let's do it.
Let's make it our best show ever.
It's showtime.
Hey, Rich, what do you say to make this our best show ever today?
Hey, man, it's 20 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, 5 past 7, that's your 2-way time. News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm not going to do it. I'll do it all right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
He's been in the hits.
Well, that's right.
Wax, what was it, stacks and stacks of hot wax? What are some of the other cliches?
Jeez.
Yeah. All right. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're trying to. I don't want to look at that. Get that frickin' Nadler's puss off that TV. I want to change. Put on Andy Griffith. Put on Roseanne. Put on anything. I don't care. I don't want to see that stomach stapled Stalinist one time this morning.
Put Aunt B's puss on.
Yeah.
Well, it's not on yet. None of that starts till 8. You're going to get to watch infomercials or nothing.
Can you? Well, can you put the MLB
network
on? 160.
I don't know what the channel is. 160. What are they going to be talking about?
Cheating. Nothing takes your mind off impeachment like cheating.
Oh, they don't have it on.
We don't have it on our current subscription?
No.
Are we that cheap around here?
Oh.
I'll just put it on the infomercial.
All right, I'm going to try and gather my thoughts while Rich does the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We are below freezing this morning, yes, but the coldest mornings are going to be tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning. Today, sunshine, quite cold for January. One of the chilliest daytimes with a high temperature in the mid-40s and a north breeze at 10 to 15, which will add a bite to the air, trust me. So, you know, what the parade time is 1 to 3, I think, in Montgomery today. Tonight, mostly clear, very cold, overnight low temperature, low to mid-20s tonight, more sun, mid-40s tomorrow, down to 23 Wednesday morning, into the low 50s Wednesday, still dry. Chance of showers late Thursday, but rain more likely Thursday night into at least half the day Friday. Right now, looking around the area this morning, Alexander City is the cold spot at 27. Auburn also 27. And out at Danley Field and Maxwell Air Force Base, 30 degrees, wind chill factor 22 now at 7:08.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Did you know that today is also known as Blue Monday?
No.
It's, I used to have a bit for this, but the date changes every year because it's always this particular Monday, the third Monday of the year.
What does it represent?
This is considered the most miserable day of the year. A study back in 2005 figured it out using a formula that factors in the weather. We're certainly thrilled with that today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leftover debt from Christmas and a few other things like feeling broke, the nights are too long, lack of sunshine. The magic of Christmas is over, although we still have our tree in the living room. Yeah. It still smells great, so why not? We are sick of being back at work after the holidays, although we don't get sick of this job. Feeling guilty for eating or drinking too much during the holidays. I can understand that, especially if you said, okay, I'm going to enjoy the holidays and back to watching what I eat, and then you don't do so well with that.
No, you try, and it's hard this time to get back on that regimen.
It's also harder to have a social life in winter. So if you're in a bad space today, take our word for it. It starts getting better tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I wish I had known about Blue Monday. I would have sent that over to the TV folks. But it'll be too late by tomorrow. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Jay's got random facts coming up. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Adams Drugs, that's the place to go for flu shots. We have an outbreak going on. The worst state in the country for flu is Georgia, which means it's coming back and forth across the border. And we're going to be in the top five in terms of this. There's two strains going around.
Did you get the shot this year?
I did not get the shot because I haven't had the flu in years. Now, I watch. I could be wrong. You're never immune to anything. But
I got the shot last year and got the flu.
See, that's kind of what I'm afraid of. But if your doctor has prescribed or recommended one for you, I know kids, older folks, there it's always recommended. They have 3 wellness clinics at different Adams Drugs locations in Wetumpka, Millbrook, and right up the street from us, just off 85, here at Perry Hill Road in Carmichael. And they can also do shingle shots and other things. But one thing that all, and I'm going to mine today, on Vaughan Road east of Taylor, to see Lamar White and that great staff at that particular location, is customer service that is second to none, a real concern, a real caring, a real effort to make sure you get your co-pays down to the lowest possible level, where you walk in and you feel like, wow, they know my name, and they really seem to appreciate that I bring my business here. It's in a box store pharmacy after the mergers and healthcare changes and all that, it's really, really hard to get that personal kind of service, but it's never a problem at Adams Drugs. They even deliver if you do have the flu and your doctor phones in a prescription. Choose Adams Drugs. They'll deliver, so you don't have to get out, because it's no safer driving when you're sick than it is when you're under the influence. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you, and congratulations again. They were the Alabama Retailer of the Year for 2019 in the top category. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. We got the CBS 8 News, and then we're back with, yes, a convoluted intros. Do not take a holiday here on News Talk 93.1 FM with Jay.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks.
A Montgomery police officer was arrested Friday for domestic violence. A woman told police that after an argument, 31-year-old Neil Flournoy kept her from leaving her home while he was armed with a gun. Police say the woman was not injured. The officer is charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. In Lee County, two women were arrested for trafficking over 3 pounds of meth. They were pulled over for a traffic stop on Highway 280. Deputies also found a small amount of marijuana. Stormy Rodriguez and Ashley Cooper are in the Lee County Jail on more than $50,000 bond each. In Wetumpka, this weekend marked 1 year since an EF2 tornado ripped through the city. Sunday, the community held a praise service to mark the anniversary. Wetumpka Mayor Jerry Willis says much of the damage has been cleaned up or repaired, but estimates it could take up to 2 years to fully recover. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The following broadcast is brought to you live.
Get up, okay?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
Nice of you to grace us with your presence.
You seem happy this morning.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
Monday.
Do we have a state-of-the-art broadcasting facility?
I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Let's start the show.
I don't work Mondays.
Everybody on their feet.
It's showtime.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some people get Monday off, some people don't. Bank tellers get off, cops don't. Teachers get a three-day weekend, no mail delivery too. If you work at Starbucks, you totally screwed. Some people get Monday off, some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off, some people don't.
And now, here's Jay Scott with mounds of
random facts.
It was a Mounds commercial.
Yeah.
Some people.
I know. That was good. Very clever.
I'm going to use the same intro again for the next convoluted for part two.
Okay, that's fine. Did you know? And you probably did. I'm going to give you a little bit extra on this, though. But, of course, when the Civil War began, Robert E. Lee's plantation outside Washington, D.C., repurposed by the Lincoln administration to house a camp for escaped slaves, contained a school, a hospital, a cemetery. It is now the site of Arlington National Cemetery as well. Mm-hmm. But did you know that Lee's son sued the government for the Arlington estate?
Yeah.
The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court declared the seizure to be illegal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it back to him. George Washington Custis Lee got the estate back. Clever enough, he resold it to the government.
That was really brilliant.
The transfer was signed off by Robert Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln's son.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
He was around, Lincoln's son was around a lot of major events, including two other presidential assassinations.
And lived to a pretty ripe old age.
I think he lived in the 80s and died during the 1920s some point.
Wasn't he alive when his father's body was exhumed?
In 1901, yes. Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir.
Why did they exhume the body again?
They were afraid. It's a pretty interesting story. There were people that were going to steal Lincoln's corpse and hold it for ransom, but they got busted. They got overheard in a bar. They were drunk, bragging on it. So they got him, and now
he's encased in concrete.
He's 16 feet below the floor at his memorial in Springfield, Illinois.
So when they went to rebury him, that you just checked to make sure that it's still Abe, and remember he was looking pretty good, huh?
Remember the I've Got a Secret show? The last person to see Lincoln's face. He was a kid. He saw them open the coffin.
Oh, yeah.
And he was still he had been embalmed like 20 times going from D.C. to Illinois. Because in those days, no air conditioning and stuff.
Right, yeah, I know he's well preserved.
So, but his face was still perfectly preserved.
But those particles that were on him.
That was a flag that
was the U.S. flag that disintegrated.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you know? 19-year-old Eric Simmons squatted at AOL headquarters to work on his startup. When a mentorship ended, his badge was still giving him access, so he used it. For 2 months, he got basic free food from the lounge. He used the showers, the locker, a gym. He washed his clothes at their free laundromat that they had, and he rotated his sleep on three different couches to evade night security.
And
for 2 months, he basically lived at AOL headquarters.
Oh, AOL headquarters.
Yeah, in those days when the .com started up, they all did the utopian business experience with gyms and free laundry and free food and all that stuff. And that's why a lot of them bellied up in 2000.
Lots of free coasters, too, at AOL
headquarters. Yeah, right.
The CD.
Frisbees, coasters, and lots of things. Decorative.
I know I used one of those download discs after I moved here when I was poor and living at Animal House.
Yeah,
I needed to have AOL on my new laptop, and somebody dredged up one of those old discs from the 90s.
Did you know, you may have noticed these if you're walking out of a grocery store or something, right before you hit the street, there is a little square patch of bumpy concrete.
Yeah.
It's got bumps on it.
Yeah.
Those strips of bumps that shake your cart as you leave a store, they're there for blind people. It tells blind people that you're about to walk into an area with vehicle traffic.
I mean, it's not just crappy paving?
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, okay, and that's good that there's a guidance for blind people, but they're not going back to their car.
Well, they could be just walking and crossing the streets.
Yeah, just lets them know that they're going. Yeah. And it also could be for...
I don't recommend crossing the streets, and I've got vision. It's dangerous.
It could be in a shopping center or something like that. Whatever the case, it lets them know something happened. Look, the only way things like this exist is because it's something liable. Happened to put them there.
Exactly.
It's not because somebody thought ahead. It's because somebody thought ahead, but they didn't think of this particular thing.
Right. Yeah.
So,
it goes back to liable. Of ice in front of your house on your sidewalk, right? Mm-hmm. You are liable if somebody... Is that right? You are liable if somebody gets hurt on your ice?
You're expected to...
On your ice. That's my ice. Get off my ice.
Ice hole. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. In Chicago, I'm not sure if the city owned the sidewalks... Or the people that own the house in front of it did.
My neighborhood doesn't have sidewalks.
Neither does mine, and I really am not happy about that. But I should have looked before we bought the house.
Did you know? Helen Keller, sticking with the blind theme.
Yeah.
Helen Keller received a gift from a Japanese police officer. Gave her an Akita dog named... an interesting name, Kamikaze Go. Was the name of the dog as a present.
He lived to be 3 months.
It was just a gift. After the dog's death, Japan's government gifted another Akita. It made her the first person to bring the that dog breed to the United States in 1948.
Helen Keller.
Yeah, Helen Keller. All right, so coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Las Vegas in the 1950s, which was a fun time. Marie Antoinette, we'll discuss her. We'll talk about weather. Got some weather stuff for you, Rich.
Weather?
Yeah. Gabon, I think, is the name of the area that we're going to talk about as well.
Gabon.
Yeah, I got a lot of random facts. Blockbuster Video, the Megalodon Shark, and astronauts. We got all that coming up.
All right. The era of the chargeable mower, blower, edger is here. It's a brand new product line at Lewis Lawn. I was talking to Chad Sasser on Friday getting the pickup of my... I have a Toro self-propel I bought there, and it's a dependable performer, but it's ready for a tune-up, so they're going to come and pick it up. And it's so nice to know that when you buy something from them and it needs a service or repair, you just bring it back to them or arrange for pickup and delivery. Free pickup and delivery is coming in February. That's an annual tradition. They encourage people to keep the equipment you buy in good shape. But the new power mowers, and they're priced comparably to gasoline-powered mowers, just charge it up, push the button, and you're off to the races. And they have self-propelled, regular, whatever style you might happen to need. The product line is called the E-Go Power Mower. They have a blower and an edger. So no cords, no nothing, just start it up, hit the on button, and you're in business. Of course, they carry tractor-style mowers, the big zero-turn X-Mark, Echos, Toros, the entire Shindawa product line, and the Steel Blower, which is a reliable performer. I know because I've had mine for, it's in its eighth year now, and it just starts right up. It's incredible. All of these great products at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday during the winter from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The number, since they're open now, is 244-9191 if you have questions for the team at Lewis Lawn. 724.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Driving a couple of accidents to tell you about. Taylor Road at East Chase. Be on the lookout for a minor accident there. Also, I-85 southbound just past Ann Street. We have a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they head to both of these accidents. Also, around town, moderate to light traffic on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the interchange. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some people get Monday off. Some people don't. Bank tellers get off. Cops don't. Teachers get a 3-day weekend. No mail delivery to. If you were work at Starbucks, you totally screwed. Some people get Monday off, some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off, some people don't.
And now, it's the most miserable day of the year, but I'll enjoy when it's time for
random facts.
I thought you'd be switching it up.
He used the same theme, but he did modify it.
Yep. I did it with and without notes.
Exactly. Did you know, and you likely did, in Las Vegas during the 1950s, casinos would offer atomic tourism.
Yeah.
In which guests could watch atomic bombs be tested in the desert as a form of entertainment.
You know what? If it were possible to watch one of those,
I would watch. Yeah,
I would.
Yeah. I would too.
I mean, it's amazing.
And think about it. That was free. It was a free entertainment for them, right?
Yeah. It was something the government was doing, and they said, why don't we just put this on their bill?
So the government used to publicize when they were going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. You'd have to.
Did you know the last words of Marie Antoinette, which I'm fascinated by, not necessarily her last words, but always just any last words. I think there's a book on last words.
Yes.
Don't lose your head. Don't lose your head over this.
Okay. Let him eat cake.
No, the last words of Marie Antoinette were, pardon me, sir, I did not do it on purpose. She had accidentally stepped on her executioner's shoe and was apologizing.
I thought you were going to say she accidentally stepped on a duck. You know, she was getting ready to get beheaded.
No.
Just a little moment of levity before your head comes off.
I thought it was, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden.
See, me, I got to go to the gutter, right? She's got to poop before she gets beheaded.
Yeah.
Rich goes the
adorable
way and comes up with... Back to you, Jay.
You're going to write that down for one of the songs, aren't you?
No. I'm typing out your
questions. That was popular at this time of the year. You should go back to 1970.
It was an up-tempo intro.
Yeah.
Did you know, and Rich, you might. It's a weather thing.
Okay. It's a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
But
do you know what I guess it's called an octa is? O-K-T-A?
Octa. It's an upper air blocking.
Well, it's a measurement. It's a unit of measurement.
Okay.
It's a unit equal to 1/8 of the sky.
No, I don't know this.
Cloud conditions are measured in octas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the scientific difference between partly sunny and mostly cloudy is 1 octa.
So would you adjust your forecast 1 octa higher?
Yeah, 1 octa higher. People ask, what is more sunny than, but it's...
Right.
Partly sunny is more cloudier than partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy, right. Yeah.
Did you know there was a natural nuclear reactor in present-day Gabon, G-A-B-O-N, that produced about 100 kilowatts of energy 2 billion years ago? And the thing ran for thousands of years. It is the only known example of a naturally occurring nuclear fission.
Gabon.
Did you know, in 1995, Blockbuster Video had more than 4,500 stores.
Wow.
The company made $785 million in profits on $2.4 billion in revenues, a profit margin of over 30%. Much of that profit came from the late fees on overdue rentals.
Now, please be kind and rewind, will you?
Yeah. Well, their late fees were very, if you miss the first day, here's the charge. You miss the second day, we're charging on top of that.
Well, it was annoying if you went and something was supposed to be back in, it hadn't been returned, and there was no other copy.
Right. You're waiting for it.
I'd say, gee, when are they going to make this available for download?
Do you remember the Lonely...
Sure you said that.
Yeah, me in the 90s, right? I was right on top of it.
Do you remember that lonely corner at a Blockbuster where they had beta?
Yeah, beta
tapes, you know, a few token beta tapes.
I don't know about Blockbuster ever had that, though. For Blockbuster, at the time, Blockbuster was established for me, where it was around... Where I could go, you know, VHS was already the dominant.
Right. And they said they didn't do that.
It was already decided that this is not working. Now, I do remember Movie Gallery, though, having one aisle.
Right.
Like, here's your aisle of VHS, here's your aisle of your betas. I do remember
that. Movie gallery based in Dothan, Alabama.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Did they have an aisle for...
I have no idea. I was only like, you know, four.
That building.
Those are those 24-hour stores.
The one on Highway 31.
The one
31.
On the, Birmingham Highway. Pass it every day going home.
I've never been in there, but I look at it every time, and I wonder who the... Is that desperate? Anyway,
when you can stream.
You're so naughty.
His face matches his shirt.
I know. I thought the sun was coming up a second time. His face is so red this morning. And it should be.
Partly sunny.
Oh, God, it's an octa too hot.
Did you know that we actually have no idea what the giant shark Megalodon actually looked like? There's an image that basically makes it an oversized great white shark. It's only distantly related to the great whites. It's mainly just done for a convenience. We don't actually know what it would have looked like.
Okay.
How long would the Megalodon
have been? Oh, it was a big one.
50 feet compared to look up some 20, 25 for the biggest of the great whites.
Let me look up some facts for you of the Megalodon.
Sounds like a good name for a movie. Megalodon in 3D.
Well, they did. They had one called The Meg, I think.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't remember. Let's see what I can tell you about the Megalodon.
I thought the Meg was the story of Meg Ryan's facelift. It went bad.
The Meg.
Gave her the Joker face.
Its average length, 34 feet.
Okay, so that would be about 10 feet longer than the biggest of the great whites.
Yeah. Yep. Big, big, big shark. Massive. And finally, here you go. Last one. We're going to talk about astronauts. I don't know much about this, but anyway, did you know that astronauts who die in space owe no U.S. taxes?
And it's never happened. Well, right.
The Challenger.
And we're coming up on another.
True.
There's two anniversaries. Yeah, we're coming up on one.
Yeah, February, was it 1st or 2nd on the Columbia?
February 1st, yep.
So in other words, they died, and so they didn't have to pay taxes that year? Is that what that means? I don't know what that means.
I think that's what that means. It all kind of goes back to the humor of the Apollo 13 mission, where one of them, Swaggart, I think, had been late with his taxes because they took off on April 13th.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And after the explosion, he made mention of that, and Nixon said, "We're giving you an extension."
Mm-hmm. Boy. Those are all your random facts.
Okie dokie.
It is 7:35. All right, they're going to cook up a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question. I'm going to tell you about the specials of Food Outlet a little bit later this hour. They got some great ones. So you guys are having steak on Wednesday this week.
Roof.
Yes. See, tomorrow.
I was going to call in sick that tomorrow? Day, but I'm not. Move that to another day.
What? I do have something set up for tomorrow already.
Yeah. Meatloaf?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
Oh, and it's good.
When's the tuna getting here?
The tuna melt?
I ate it all.
Or did we have that Friday and I was not here?
No. Well, no. Friday we did...
But I have more. I have everything to make another tuna salad.
We did something really good Friday.
I made a ham and cheese omelet.
Oh, that's what you did, yeah.
And Jake Quellen did not eat hers.
That's right. We had to throw away an omelet.
She's on... Well, no.
I pulled the cheese off of it.
I was going to say, that's not keto. Is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Because I don't put any garbage in it. It's all pure.
No carbs and stuff like that.
7:36 is the time. Jack Ingram has some great new additions in the category of cars under 10,000, including a 2017 Volkswagen Jetta at $99.91. I don't know if it's sold or not because they may not have had time to update the list, but there's no reason for this 2016 Ford Fiesta S-Hatch to be sitting there at $9,991 With only 16,000 original miles, the car looks like it just came off the assembly line. Beautiful little blue Dodge Dart, something sporty. Great car for a new driver in the family. $99.90 for that one. Let's see what else is new. Hey, a 2012 Volkswagen CC Lux, $79.90. There's an Acura, an Impala. That's new to the group. If you've always wanted to, the Beamer got sold, though. They sold that Beamer. But the 2011 Infiniti, which is one of the top-of-the-notch luxury cars, 2011 Infiniti, only $89.90. And you can check out the pictures. These cars have been vetted, tested. They are ready for resale. They don't put their name on the back of any vehicle at Jack Ingram that's not ready to deliver reliable miles. So shop with confidence. And if credit has kept you from getting decent wheels, you got to go over there, because Greg in the finance department has over 20 financing options, not only to get you the vehicle you'd like, but to help you rebuild your credit. They can help you with that. JackIngram.com to shop, or stop by and see him today at 235 Northeastern Bypass at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, going back earlier in Random Facts, I think this was before, yes, it was. It was in part one of Random Facts. Who was the first person to bring the Akita dog breed to the United States in 1948?
Good question.
Marie Antoinette, wasn't it? Huh? She said, pardon?
Yeah.
I never promised.
272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 free shopping at the food outlet. Let's check traffic at 7:38.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are getting busy now. We've got a little congestion on the East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. Northeast Boulevard, a little busy, as well as Atlanta Highway by Federal Drive onto Madison into downtown. I-65 and 85, mostly moderate traffic now, heavy at times. That's all the way through the interchange downtown, but we have no issues there. Had one accident earlier, Taylor Road at East Chase. We believe that one should be out of the way now, but use caution there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 7:39, Eric, you ready to win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate?
Sure.
Okay.
What you got?
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is correct.
You got it right.
That's exactly right.
And if you'll just hang on, Jay will get your information, and we will get your jam up and jelly tie. Of course, jam and jelly both cost plus 10% at Food Outlet. Right, Jay?
That's correct.
It's National DJ Day today, and we're celebrating.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Upper 20s at many locations this morning. Tomorrow morning will actually be a few degrees colder. Same thing on Wednesday morning as well. Today, sunshine. Quite cold for January. We're going to be in this Arctic air for a few days. High temperature today in the middle 40s. A north breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour will add a bite to the air. So, you know, it's always good to dress in layers in a situation like that. Doesn't take much wind in this kind of cold. Tonight, mostly clear. Very cold. Overnight low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow's high in the mid-40s again with more sun. We'll be down to 23 on Wednesday morning. Into the low 50s on Wednesday, still dry. Chance of showers late Thursday. Rain becoming likely Thursday night into at least half of the day on Friday. Right now, clear skies this morning. Prattville, 28. Alexander City, 27. It's 30 at Danley Field with wind chill factor 22 now at 741.
I think I have enough to give us a full edition of animal stories, including a story about a moose.
Hot diggity!
But not that moose. All right, at 740... you know what? Let's talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic and our friend Jeff Pansley.
We can do that. I would love to talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located, of course, in Millbrook, but they're also located online. It's honestly the best place you can go if you've never been to Millbrook Family Chiropractic, or maybe you do go there a lot, but you can go to millbrookchiropractor.com and you actually make an appointment there. You can fill out the new patient forms there. They do, I talk about all the things that they do. They accept most insurance plans at Millbrook Family Chiropractor. You can, or chiropractic, you can call them at 285-8483. Again, go to MillbrookChiropractor.com if you want to see all of the insurance plans that they work with. They have a 3D spine simulator on their website that you can mess around with there also. But yeah, they offer so many services for you. You can find a complete list of those at their website. It's an amazing place for you to go if you're wanting information about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. It is MillbrookChiropractor.com, where you can make your appointments and go there and, well, just feel better, or at least start the journey of feeling better with the help of Dr. Jeff Pasley and his staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
I have late-breaking news on Helen Keller.
Shortwave, take it down.
Yeah, probably pretty late.
shut up.
Well, in addition to the little tidbit that you dropped today about her being the first person to own an Akita dog, she and Mark Twain were friends. This is what happens with either T-H
Were they twins or friends?
They were friends. Mark Twain and Helen Keller were friends.
Samuel Clemens.
Yeah. They met when she was a teenager, and he was already a famous author in his 50s.
Oh.
He got his rich friends to help pay for her to go to college.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
He was never good with money. He was terrible with money.
In the same story of nuggets, these are like, when you get an Almond Joy, there's usually like one almond in it, right?
Right.
This is like getting a second almond in an Almond Joy. The oldest paycheck that's ever been found. Let's see if you can guess the year. Oldest paycheck, and I want the answer in the form of a question.
Wait a minute. Can I ask, was it not cashed?
It was cashed, but what is the date?
Oh, the date.
Oldest paycheck ever unearthed.
You know, I'm going to say that it's like in hieroglyphics, and it's 1,000 B.C.
Yeah, I'm going to go into the B.C.s, but I have no idea.
He said 1,000. Do you want to go 1,001 or 999?
That's true. I'm just going to have to do that, aren't I? I'm going to go 1,001.
And Jay is the winner because the oldest paycheck that's ever been found is from 3,000 B.C. in a city called Uruk.
Yeah.
Uruk, yeah, and that's in the Middle East. And the person was paid in beer.
Is that right?
And there's an, I didn't know they had beer that far. I've tasted beer that seems like it came from 3000 BC, but we don't do that anymore. So, up next, animal stories. By the way, today is National DJ Day, and guess who's going to be coming in to co-host with me this afternoon from 3 to 5?
Larry Stevens.
Larry Stevens. Can you think of a better guest host to have?
He taught me how to be a DJ. You know, give the call letters.
We'll be talking about you.
that worries me.
All the Rich Thomas stories.
Give the call letters right out of the record there. Don't do the call letters right before the commercial because you associate with the call letters with the commercial.
Animal stories, though, are coming up at 7:45 right now.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. markets are closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day tomorrow morning. Futures show they'll open lower after ending the week at record highs. The European Union chief is talking China trade, saying the EU wants to agree to a deal with China this year, but will not meet Beijing halfway. A U.S.-China face-off is taking place in a Vancouver courtroom, which holds day one of the extradition trial for the Huawei chief financial officer. It's to decide whether Meng Wanzhou can be extradited from Canada to the U.S., where she's accused of bank fraud, and some controversy for Japanese fashion house Comme des Garçons, accused by some of cultural appropriation after Caucasian models took to its runways wearing cornrow wigs. The hairstylist saying he'd been inspired by an Egyptian prince look and hadn't intended to hurt or offend anyone. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Lee County, two women were arrested for trafficking over 3 pounds of meth. They were pulled over for a traffic stop on Highway 280. Deputies also found a small amount of marijuana. Stormy Rodriguez and Ashley Cooper are in the Lee County Jail on more than $50,000 bond each. A Montgomery police officer was arrested Friday for domestic violence. A woman told police that after an argument, 31-year-old Neil Florney kept her from leaving her home while he was armed with a gun. Police say the woman was not injured. The officer is charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. In Wetumpka, this weekend marked 1 year since an EF2 tornado ripped through the city. Sunday, the community held a praise service to mark the anniversary. Wetumpka Mayor Jerry Willis says much of the damage in the city has been cleaned up or repaired, but estimates it could take up to 2 years to fully recover. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:50, 10 before 8 o'clock, it's time for today's animal stories. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal. A National DJ Day. One freaking little thing off. All right, coming up is the moose story that we promised earlier from Anchorage, Alaska. A man there was momentarily trapped in his shed after a curious bull moose followed him out to the garbage bin. Okay. Footage shows. Curtis Phelps had just taken out the trash on the morning of January 11th. You see, it happened in Alaska. It takes a long time for that news to
for the news to get here because the ship has to arrive and all that.
When he spotted something heading his way out of the corner of his eye, it turned out to be a large bull moose. Playing the role of bull moose is the MGM lion. It's a movie theater lion. It's an actor.
You should have used Bailey's Bark.
All right. We can try that one, too.
Do the lion again.
Lion. He spotted a large bull moose. Knowing the animals can be aggressive, he quickly shut himself back inside the shed, but the moose approached outside the door, still trying to get in. According to Curtis's wife, Amy, her husband immediately called her on the mobile phone, but she ignored the call, thinking it was a butt dial. Little did she know that her husband was trapped by a bull moose. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game notes that while moose are generally less aggressive than bears, more people are hurt by them each year. Fortunately, most moose charges are bluffs, warning you to stay back.
Playing the part of the bull moose this morning was baby.
The department writes online, but if a moose does charge, don't wait to find out if it's bluffing. Run and get behind something solid like a tree or retreat to a safe place like inside a building or a car. So now we've not only brought you the story, but told you how to protect yourself just in case you are the next unlucky person to be charged by a raging bull moose. Just enjoy the music. Coming up, we have Truth or Baloney for this holiday. And the topic is eggs, which, by the way, 93 cents a dozen at Fruit Outlet. So I bought a couple of those. I'm going to make some key lime pies for my friends. Or to throw at a raging bull moose that's charging in. I'm not sure if he means it or not. Yeah, 93 cents a dozen for jumbo grade A eggs at Food Outlet. Picked up the New York strips, which are $4.83 a pound. Mm-hmm. Now, I did a little reconnaissance shop yesterday. New York strips at the chain store I looked at, $9.99 a pound.
That's what I was thinking.
$9.99.
Sometimes and 11 and 12.
And yes, and they're saying on sale, and it's a puny little steak. So the price per pound is high, but the price on the package is low because there's nothing in it. Food Outlet doesn't play that game. Yesterday, I loaded up on chicken tenders as I do every Sunday, and each package had seven or eight big, plump, boneless chicken tenders, and the most any of them cost was $5.03. Why? Because the chicken tenders are $2.99 a pound at Food Outlet. You know what they are at the big chain store? $5.99.
If not higher.
And they're not even nearly as big. Look, you know, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. You can really save real money at Food Outlet if you make it your big weekly grocery shop. Try it a couple of times and compare to what you're paying in the stores. After a while, you say, why did I wait so long to get the miracle of Food Outlet into our family budget? In Millbrook on Highway 14, Food Outlet on Main Street in Prattville, just west of 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I'll see you every Sunday morning at 7:30. Met a listener yesterday. It was kind of cool. John DeVoe has been waiting to talk to us.
So, hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm cold. How are you?
Yeah, I'm cold, too. I'm getting ready to walk. I live about 15 minutes from the historic Dexter Avenue Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk from my apartment to there for the 45th annual citywide observance of Dr. King's birthday at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. Yeah. That starts at 9 o'clock. And then if you go to at 1 p.m. at the parking lot at Troy University, they'll do a parade and walk from there to the steps of the Capitol, and Mayor Stephen Reed is going to give the keynote address.
Let me ask Rich a question. At 9 o'clock parade time, are wind chills still going to be below freezing?
The program at the church is from 9 to 12, then the march from Troy University to the Capitol is at 1
to 3. Yeah, so wind chills will be in the 20s. Just takes a little bit of wind for the 9 o'clock, but by that'll improve by 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. John, thank you for the...
State Representative Tashina Morris is my state representative,
uh-huh.
And that entire schedule of events is posted to her Facebook page. And if I don't know if they're going to do it this morning, but they did do it yesterday at the church service,
mm-hmm.
is if you go to Dexter Avenue King Memorial Facebook page, mm-hmm. if they do it, the service might be live on their Facebook page as well.
All right. We appreciate the info. That might be a better way to enjoy it, given how...
Given the weather situation. I mean, going to be cold.
Have you been outside this morning? I'll tell you what.
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Are the markets open today?
No. They're not. The market, the futures are up, but the market is closed.
Ah. Hey, we got a warming trend in Prattville. We're at 30.
Wow. Holy cow.
News.
I'm gonna slip into my Speedo here in just a minute.
Ooh, that's a disturbing talk.
What was that comment you made earlier about streaming?
Yeah, right. Look at him hide.
I know. It's funny. He gets about 6 inches smaller when he takes a shot at me, which is fine.
I subscribe to Field and Streaming.
In this weather, we all get smaller.
That's what it is. Yeah.
20. It feels like 26 in Prattville.
Ah.
30, but feels like 26.
Get your windshield factor.
Yes,
going.
I do.
Yeah, oh, nice. By the way,
I love my weather.
We made note earlier that today is considered for a wide variety of factors
Blue
to be
Monday.
Blue Monday, the most miserable day of the year. That story is on my Facebook page, along with a cute little brown foofishes.
Look at the doggy.
Yeah, he doesn't want mommy to go to work today, and he's making a fuss. He's cute. There's Rich's weather video. Oh, and there's the delicious chili cheese omelet.
And they were mentioning how it glistens on TV when you make that big.
Wow.
In this weather?
Tell Rich to put it back. I don't get it, Steve.
No, I think he's talking about the cold air.
Oh, okay.
That came out of Canada.
Let's see, we got some comments on 1970. Well, actually, we're close to the top of the hour, but I did put a little mini review on the movie on Facebook yesterday to see if anybody else had comments on it without giving away.
I'm really, really glad you guys like that movie. When I first saw the trailer, you guys were still on the Midway kick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm really interested in this. Yeah. Not that I'm not interested in Midway.
You know what it is? It's, I am more interested in World War II, A, because my dad was in it, and I heard stories from him. And it was the aviation
mm-hmm.
in particular was something I studied, you know, both in the European and Pacific theaters. But I made a point to Rich yesterday. We knew World War II, Hitler, evil, Japan, the empire, the warriors that pushed. I mean, because Yamamoto...
You could get behind that.
Yeah, but Yamamoto did not want a war with the U.S. He had gone to school mm-hmm. here. He knew that this country, if it was ticked off, could, you know, make things really bad for them.
But the Archduke of Ferdinand...
That's what started it.
Archduke Ferdinand. Yeah.
So those poor guys that are running through those... I don't know how many miles of trenches they built, but they were so authentic.
Rats
that did amazing things.